This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
NFL fans, are you hungry for a big win this weekend? DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, has you covered. New customers can bet just $5 on any NFL team to win their game, and if they do, you can win $200 in free bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps. Bet just $5 on any NFL team to win their game and win $200 in free bets. If they win, you win with promo code FANRUN in all caps this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older in Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line. 1-800-889-9789.
One wolf alive and the sheep are never safe.
So there you go.
Joel. And then afterwards, Joel Embiid is basically, you know,
Drake.
Hour three kicking off in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Hour three headlines. What do you got for us, Robin?
Let's see. Let's start with, I guess I'll wrap up the little baseball headlines I get to before you guys disagreed with me when I was completely right about the ridiculous schedule. Aaron Boone led the Yanks to the postseason. Each of his first 4 years will return as manager on a new 3-year deal with a club option for 2025. John, a little surprised by this. I mean, of course, like I said, Yankees been making the playoffs, but seems like they've been a little disappointing, right, in the last few years?
I wasn't listening. I'm sorry.
Cam don't know baseball.
Who's been disappointing the last couple years?
We're talking about Aaron Boone and the Yankees getting his contract extension.
I don't know how disappointing they've been. I mean, they were
they make the playoffs, but
yeah, they were ransacked by injuries. I mean, they probably. And for me, I'm like, hey, if I'm Aaron Boone, I'm like, well, what'd you want me to do? You gave me a $300 million pitcher that got caught cheating, and now isn't as good as he was, and we had him in a 1-game playoff, and he got rocked by the Red Sox. What do you want from me? Now, maybe I'd be like, hey, you know, I could maybe hire a new third base coach that isn't going to send Aaron Judge and get, you know, gunned out of the plate with one out. Might do that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, Brian Cashman, I wasn't the one that traded for Joey Gallo, who hit like 150. I just don't know. Like, I mean, I don't feel like they have a manager problem.
Okay.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Was kind of interesting, but did say got to start kind of reaching expectations, I guess, is what the organization said. We must grow. We must improve. We need to get better. But they do believe in Boone, at least at the end of the day. I want to get some college football. Cam, please tell me. Yes. This ain't really a headline. I just kind of had to bring this up because I had some numbers, some figures on it. Mm-hmm. UNLV, the Running Rebs, UNLV, we know them, right? The Rebels, who are one of the few winless teams left in FBS college football. They're 0-6. True. Heartbreaker loss to Utah State over the weekend. 28-24 loss. Probably the closest game they've had.
Very sad.
For the majority of the season. But one of the takeaways from that game was the new prop they had on the sideline. Did you guys see this?
Oh, yeah.
Slot machine. A slot machine on the sideline. Turnover chains, turnover whatever nowadays, and now we've gotten to the point where it's slot machines when you get a turnover. But it weighs 700 pounds, and it costed them $60,000 for a team that has yet to win a football game this year. Fair or foul, Cam, that they have a slot machine on the sideline.
It looks sweet when they run over there and play the slot machine. They're in Vegas.
They're
0-6. They
got to
do it.
They're 0-6.
Exactly. So you need something
to
bring joy.
I feel like you got a lot more other stuff to worry about when you're winless than bringing on a 60,700-pound slot machine, $60,000 slot machine to the field. I will say they have had a couple of close games. UTSA only lost by 7. Fresno State lost by 8. They've been more competitive the last few weeks, but they're still winless.
Do we think the slot machine will lead to some recruiting? Will it make them look cooler?
Have they ever looked cool in football? Have they ever done anything cool?
No, I don't know.
I don't think this is this.
I don't think it's moving recruits, the needle for recruits.
I was going to say, is that going to help? It's like, hey, I could go UNLV and go 2-10 every year, but hey, they got those damn slot machines though. Kind of cool. Maybe if I get a turnover, I get to pull the lever.
I mean, living in Las Vegas would be kind of cool as a college kid. I mean, like. Maybe it wouldn't, because I mean they're not very good at anything anymore. I mean, they, you know, they were good at basketball for a while, but they just couldn't keep it clean, right? They got in trouble, but I don't know if there's NIL opportunities there. I mean, maybe you can't be I would imagine you can't be promoted by gambling stuff, so like maybe Vegas is kind of obsolete when it comes to that. Mm-hmm. Unless you're going to get Donnie and Marie to sponsor a player. I'm the spokesperson. Come watch Donnie and Marie. But I don't know. $60,000 seems like a lot for a program like that to spend.
Tell them, maybe.
If you told me like LSU spent it, I'd be like, okay, they got a lot of money. Tell me UNLV spends it, I'm just kind of like, really?
Maybe somebody hit the slot machine and had the money and was just like, hey, got to give back.
I guess.
Maybe.
Maybe some donor gave it back to him. I'm not sure, but that was one of the kind of crazier things I saw over the weekend. And then seeing the figures come out about it's kind of even more crazy. But either way, staying in college football, the AAC on the cusp of an expansion. The SEC, not the only one. The AAC trying to match it. Six new schools, Cam, coming from Conference USA, apparently.
Oh, is this official?
It's basically official. They say it's close. They say everything's kind of lining up. They just kind of, you know, cross some T's, dot some I's, and we'll be good to go on this. So the six teams that appear that they'll be going to the AAC, FAU, part of that, the Owls. We got Charlotte, North Texas, the Mean Green, UTSA, who UTSA's still undefeated, right? Correct? Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think they have lost a game yet. Rice.
I don't have a sound for Rice.
What is it? Are they the Owls?
Oh, yeah.
They're the Owls, right? Okay.
Rice, but yeah, they are the Owls. I could have just,
What the hell was your noise over there?
I mean, all they do, hoot, isn't that kind of a...
That was pretty good. I
mean, yeah, obviously Cam's our analyst, but I'm just saying, like, don't you associate the sound hoot with an owl or no? Like, H-O-O-T, is that not a thing?
Yeah, but I mean...
I said hoot. I said hoot.
It just kind of sounded stupid, to be honest. UAB, also part of the six schools. Nice. Blazers, go ahead and do a dragon for me. More of like a rocket ship taking off, maybe.
That also spits fire out. So.
Yeah, not, good point. Not bad. Any big deal, little deal, no deal here. AAC expanded these teams.
Good for them.
Good for them, Ken. That's right.
Come up for
that's
Charlotte. Right. Yeah. Charlotte was playing in the FCS like 6 years ago, and they're already moving.
Yeah, that's true. Here they are. Moved up twice already. How about it? So, like I said, SEC, not the only one. Not the only one making some moves. Staying in college, Washington State football. Oof. Tough. They fired their head coach, Nick Rolovich, plus four assistants for refusing state-mandated COVID-19 vaccine.
Yeah,
this is the first time we've kind of seen a head coach, at least. I know we've had some staff members step down, whatever. Some assistants have to step down because of the vaccine, not taking the vaccine. But, man, their head football coach gone. I wonder, so they set a deadline of Monday. So, yeah, I guess so it started Monday and they said no. And they are out, which I guess Washington State probably a little bit of a reason, too. The fact that they've not been very good this year, haven't won a lot of football games or really done anything.
I don't know. Is this what his contract says, but I would imagine there's some blanket statement in there. It's basically you have to, you're a state employee, right? I mean, you have to follow state guidelines at all times. And once they put this in their state mandate, I'd imagine it means that he was supposed to do it.
Man, Washington State's won actually three in a row. Actually playing better.
And here they are.
Now they'll have to fire their head
Has
coach.
Has Garantano been playing or no?
Let's see. I don't think so, but let's check. They beat Stanford 34-31. Offense looking pretty good. Their quarterback was not Jaden Guantanamo. It was Jaden Delora.
Okay.
So, I think that was the guy he's kind of been competing with, too. Wanted to get to the...
Imagine giving up all that money. I mean, that's, you know, I guess you have your civil liberties and all that, but man, like...
I want to say...
He's never going to get a job again. Or, I won't say never, but like, it's... Maybe that's it. Maybe he's like, you know what? I'll be fine. I'll find another job.
You really don't think he'd get a job again after this? Just because
I guess if they've been. I mean, I don't know. I've just thought of him like he's just been such a. It seems like he's just been such a distraction all year that I had just a bad impression.
Yeah,
of
Yeah, this has been going on back and forth for a while.
Yeah, maybe he's actually a good football coach. I don't know much about him. I mean, I know he came from Hawaii and got this
like
job.
I said, they won a few games.
Okay.
Is this his? I was going to ask. First year, second year? I guess he started last year. Yeah. Okay. We got a new beef that started yesterday. Little beef going on through Twitter, via Twitter. DK Metcalf and Shannon Sharp, back and forth.
The beef is over. Did you not see DK Metcalf bent the knee?
Oh, did he? What did he say?
Because Shannon basically, you know, Shannon with basically every player can just say, check my resume, you're not on my level. And DK came back and was like, you know what? I actually do hope I can get a resume as good as yours one day.
What a coward.
Like that. It was basically just like,
what
yeah.
a coward after trying to argue him.
I think maybe he didn't know who he tried to act like Shannon Sharp just wasn't good at football, and that's just not true. Shannon Sharp was pretty good at football.
Yeah,
very good.
Shannon Sharp was really good. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, he's a Hall of Famer. I mean, right? I mean,
yeah,
he is.
Three-time Super Bowl champion, four-time All-Pro, All-90s team, Hall of Famer. Like, some of these guys you can come at about, like, well, you didn't do anything, but not really him. He was pretty damn good.
Would you
like to have seen Shannon Sharp like in a more pass happy league?
Could you imagine?
He's still putting 1,000 yards up as a tight end
mm-hmm.
in 1997. I mean, imagine what he'd do with a.
Yeah, he'd be different. He'd be good.
What do you think about the kind of just the beef to begin with, though?
I mean, DK is probably just sad that he was getting made fun of and realized he had made a mistake and was just taking offense to it. I don't know.
Pretty much called him out for the fumble at the end of the game. Almost cost them. Well, I mean, they still lost, but almost cost them the game right there after he tried to fumble instead of running out of bounds. And then Shannon kind of just pretty much what he called it, hero ball. Said he was trying to be a hero. Of course,
he was.
Took a little bit of offense to that.
Run out of bounds, bro.
That's all he had to do. Man, the NFL slate has been so great, but this weekend just looks awful. Have you guys seen the upcoming games for this weekend?
Yeah.
It's been looking ugly.
It's a week that I do not.
Chiefs-Titans is the best game. It really is. Game of the weekend.
I have zero trepidation about going to the Chiefs-Titans game for fear of missing any other games.
Right. I guess one interesting storyline might be the Jared Goff and L.A. Rams going back at it.
Oh, I didn't even realize they played.
Yeah, Rams, I guess, probably not going to be much of a game, but McVay did say he wished there was better communication when it came to the parting ways and the trading of Jared Goff. To say that was perfectly handled on my end, I wouldn't be totally accurate in that. I'll never claim to be perfect, but I'll try to learn from some things, do better,
blah, blah, blah.
But it sounds like he didn't really say much to Jared Goff about the whole trade, so maybe a little bad blood this Sunday. Smelling upset?
Primetime. I mean, maybe, but no, I don't smell the upset. Maybe it happens, but
listen to this list of primetime games though, real quick. NFL, man, you talk about just must see TV. We've had Cowboys Bucks 2-point game on Thursday night. Ravens Raiders Monday night was an overtime. Giants Washington came down to a field goal on Thursday night. Chiefs Ravens that Sunday night game. Packers Niners Sunday night game. Jags Bengals game came down to a field goal Thursday night. Bucks-Pats on Sunday night was a 19-17 game. Colts-Ravens, Monday night overtime. Seahawks-Steelers, overtime on Sunday night. And then Bills-Titans last night, a field goal victory coming down to the wire. Man, NFL's been good.
It really is amazing how every game has pretty much been.
Those are all like just primetime games.
Any other headlines?
Doesn't
sound like it. We'll play some Tuesday trivia coming up after the break. It's Talk Sports. It's Fan Run Radio. All right, let's play some Tuesday trivia. Cam, what are the topics for today's trivia?
All right, I got Titans, Cowboys, or other. I'm basically going to give you like a stat about a player.
Okay.
You tell me if it's a Cowboy, Titan, or another.
Okay.
Titans, Cowboys, or other.
Yeah. I got 2021.
NFL stat? Okay, either way.
Yeah. All right. I got 2021 events.
Oh, man.
Hope you remember what happened this year.
Jeez.
Got some science.
At least I know. At least the first two events is like, okay, I probably should know those science. I'm like, okay, skip.
got 2021 Billboard charts.
Okay. I thought you were just going to put billboards on the side of the road. I was going to say, okay, I guess.
And then I got U.S. capital cities.
Oh, man, I was just thinking about how I need to go refresh myself on these capital
cities. U.S. capital cities?
Yep.
Okay.
Oh.
All right, well. I don't feel great about this.
These are ones that are just going to make me feel really stupid. Give me 2021 Billboard charts for three.
2021 Billboard charts for three. This controversial artist song with Jack Harlow is currently number one on the Billboard top whatever it is charts.
Yeah, no, Lil Nas X.
Lil Nas X is correct.
What was that? A three? That was so easy.
It was on the board.
It feels good to just.
Oh my God. And then watch this three-pointer be ridiculous. Give me Titans or Cowboys or other, Cam.
Titans or Cowboys or other. All right. Over the last 5 years, this team's running back has had the most rushing attempts in the NFL.
It's got to be the Titans, right? It's got to be. It's got to be Derrick Henry. So, wait. So, okay. So, am I saying Cowboys, Titans, or other? Is that
yes,
my
those
are my answers?
Three options. Yeah,
okay, okay,
options.
Okay. So, it's like.
You got 33% chance.
You have to name the other. Nope. Just
33% chance.
Titans.
Titans is incorrect.
Cowboys.
It is Dallas.
Henry didn't get his first, like, 2.5 years.
But.
That's tough.
I knew it was going to be a tricky one, man.
That one, I feel like, was pretty easy.
We threw the ball a lot the last, like, 2 years.
Henry didn't play for, like, 2.5 years. Anyways. This is when it's going to make me feel stupid, but if I didn't do it, 13-year-old would kick my ass. Let's go U.S. capital cities for three. Come on.
U.S. capital cities for three. This is the capital city of Washington.
So stupid. Olympia.
Olympia is correct.
I just kept hearing Cody say Spokane. Okay, let's go. All insurmountable 6-0 lead. It's over. Draven's not getting over 6.
Titans or Cowboys or other for four. Okay.
For four. Okay. Yes. All right.
I missed the three. I'd maybe go for the two instead. But either way, 33%.
Just shut up for a second. Please, just shut up for a second. Go ahead, Cam.
Breaking 300. Tackles with 314 over the last 5 years.
This last 5 years stuff, and it could be any other team. What am I doing?
This defender plays for who?
It seems like it's easy, but it's really not. Say it again. Just repeat the
breaking
whole question.
Breaking 300 tackles with 314 over the last 5 years. This defender plays for who?
Defender or running back? Breaking tack? What? What?
Breaking 300 with 314 tackles over broken. The last 5 years.
Oh, okay. I heard breaking tackles. Okay. 314 tackles. It's a player?
Mm-hmm. But you still have the same three options.
What? You think I'm cheating?
I know Hayden's going to text you.
He's not texting me. Okay, so he broke 300 tackles.
He's got 311 tackles.
314 over the past 5 years.
Over the past 5 years.
Yep.
I mean, that seems kind of ridiculous. Because it could be.
Why are you looking at your phone?
I'm just thinking. Look, I'll walk it up, man. I'll flip it over. Is that okay?
That's all I'm asking. Why are you looking
my
at your
goodness,
phone?
Goodness, man.
How much time are you going
to take? Like a girl on a date.
Well, you shouldn't look at your phone on dates either with girls.
Okay, just let me think for a second. 300 tackles over the last 5 years.
How much time do you
there's
need?
Nobody for the Cowboys that would do that. I don't think there's nobody for the Titans.
45
let's go other. Let's
other.
Go other.
Is incorrect.
This is stupid.
It is the Titans, actually.
Who has 300 tackles for them?
I guess it'd be Byard, but I don't know.
He's not Byard.
Okay.
That's so stupid.
You know what? Just because it's a 33% chance, give me five.
This is so stupid.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, 33% chance.
Yeah. Oh, give me five.
God, man.
This team has taken eight players in the supplemental draft, with the last being in 2010.
In the supplemental draft.
Yep.
So not the supplemental draft picks. Okay. So not like or not the
they have taken
I think,
eight
I think of compensatory picks. Sorry. Okay. Yep. Supplemental draft. 2010. I mean, I don't know what the Titans draft. 2010, the supplemental draft. I'm gonna go just. We'll go other. It was the Raiders.
Other is incorrect. Okay.
The Cowboys.
It was the Cowboys.
Yeah, I knew that.
Either way, close out the category.
Should have done the five. Jesus.
It's a little defense there. I'd say you play defense. So I keep the shutout intact.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
Because I'm not listening.
You don't need to listen. You need to focus.
Okay, man. I'm trying to focus. You're talking to me
just
right
go.
Now. Don't you use that voice when you imitate me. Don't you use that damn voice you just made. 2021 events for three.
All right, 2021 events for three. On February 19th, news broke of this power couple filing for divorce.
Okay, here we go. Back in time. Time machine. Come on, baby. February 19th, power couple. Who got divorced recently? Kardashian and Kanye, but that wasn't February 19th, was it? No, that was more recent. That was like a couple months ago. So, what other power couples do we have? Could it possibly be J-Lo? Were they already broken up? Man, I don't know anything about celebrities.
We're going to need an answer.
filed for divorce. Is it, what's his face? And the dude off the soccer show, the coach. Wait, no. No, maybe, actually. Because they, were they married, though? Were they married? I don't know if they were married.
We need
They're not really a power couple either. Would you consider them a power couple? Sudeikis and Olivia Wilde?
We need an answer.
I know it's not Kim K. I don't think it's... Is it J-Lo? It's J-Lo. No. It's Sudeikis and Olivia Wilde.
That is incorrect.
It's Kim K.
It is Kim K.
No way. They don't know. Yep. That's nonsense.
Go fact check it.
In February? Yep. In February? Yep. Wait, what? No, man, yep. There's no way. Yep. That was like two months.
Go fact check. After trivia, you can go fact check me.
That's crazy. That's literally crazy. That's literally crazy. Wow.
Give me wow. Cap.
I'm literally shocked.
Gotta stay focused. Give me Capital Cities for four.
Capital Cities for four. All right. Nearly half of all Americans live within 500 miles of this Midwest state's capital.
Oh, damn it.
Was this a four?
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Sorry. Just read this to me again.
Nearly half of all Americans live within 500 miles of this Midwest state's capital.
500 miles and how many percentage of Americans? Sorry.
Nearly half.
Okay. Midwest. Okay. I'm going to go with Indianapolis.
Indianapolis is incorrect. It is Columbus.
That was my other guess, but then I thought it was too high up. I thought it was too far north.
No, yeah, somehow, I guess, so. I think because, you know, like the north, like the big cities up there have a big population. Well, I think it also catches like Atlanta and stuff like that too.
Well, see, I thought Indianapolis would hit Chicago and still get, damn it, okay. Damn it!
How many questions?
Still open?
How many questions do I have left?
This is
how many
your
miles
four.
Was it? 500 miles?
Yep.
Oh, that's a big distance. Ohio was my first guess, but I was like, it's too far north. Damn it!
So you basically have four questions left, including this one.
Give me science for three. I might
science
not get a question right.
Who discovered the concept of gravity?
Damn it.
Okay, wait, hold on. It's, It's Newton. It's Newton. It's Newton.
Yeah, first name too.
Isaac Newton. Sir Isaac Newton.
That is correct.
I really went blank for a second. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to lie. Okay, we're good. Hey.
You're back in it.
We're back in it, baby. Come on, Cody. It ain't over yet. Get that frown off your face. Let's go. Come on. Come on. Come on, man. Let's go. What are we waiting on? We're waiting right now. I'm ready.
Yelling. Capital Cities for two.
Capital Cities for two. The World of Coke is located in this capital city.
God.
Atlanta is correct.
Atlanta. Wow, cute. Okay, here we go. Should I keep on the science train? I don't really feel great about that one. 2021 events was ugly. I cannot believe that happened in February. That's insane.
I don't know how you missed that one, honestly.
Shut up.
I need a Titans Cowboys. Is it only 8-3?
It's yeah, it is. So I need a four-pointer.
guess I just knew his.
Ba-da-da-bum. Let's see. 2021 events or science. Let's do 2021 events for four. 2021 Ooh, events for four. Right. Come on. Come on, David.
Let's
come
go.
On. All right. Come on. It's only not even a full year.
On April 9th.
Oh, God.
This artist died at the age of 50.
Repeat the question.
On April 9th, this artist died at the age of 50.
I just seems like there was like a band, a popular band, and maybe like somebody on the band, like a drummer or somebody died, but I just don't know. That's tough. That's really tough. It's an older band, I know it was, because he's 50 too. Pretty obvious. Is it somebody for? I should have done science. I don't know, man. I really don't know. Yeah, I know, Cam. I know this. Just throw up the X on the board. Just cancel me. Just ant me.
Fancy that you said X, because it was DMX.
Oh, man. I do remember that now.
An old band. I was confused about you saying old band. He's like, he's 50. I'm like, yeah, the old bands were around 60 or 70 years ago. Either way, I actually drew a blank on that. I wouldn't have gotten that one.
Yeah, but it was DMX. Pressure,
but yeah, I just kept thinking of older people that were done. Give me Billboard for four.
Billboard for four.
Wait. Yeah, okay, that's fine.
Justin Bieber features on two of the current top 10 songs on Billboard, but this artist has two solo songs.
Okay. Okay. I cannot think of the Bieber songs. This artist has two solo songs on the pop
top 10.
Top 10. Oh, wow. Has anybody major dropped the big? I guess Drake. Drake.
Drake. Your answer? Drake is incorrect.
It's easy to say no after he says incorrect.
It's Ed Sheeran. He still has two songs in the top 10.
What song?
Shivers and Bad Habits.
I do like Bad Habits. My Bad Habits.
All the songs sound the same.
What?
What did you pick right then?
Listen to Bad Habits and listen to Thinking Out Loud.
I don't care. Was that Billboard 4-4?
Yeah.
Okay. And it's 8-3.
Yeah.
Still. Yeah. God, man, this is so
second
ugly.
Second to last question.
Second to last question?
Yeah. Yes. Man, shocked.
He was so excited.
So it's 8-3. So if I do a four-pointer, you could do a two and go up by three, but I'd have no more four-pointers. I'd have to get a five-pointer to win. I could go ahead and do a five-pointer and just get it over with, and I think that's what we're going to do, Cody. I think that's what we're going to do. I mean, how hard could a five-pointer be in science? How hard could a five-pointer be in science? Really, though. Not that bad. Five in science. Let's go.
Come on.
Come on, Draven.
All right, Draven. What is the softest mineral on Earth?
This seems pretty easy for a five-pointer.
Does it? Does it, John? Does it seem easy? Oh, it's so easy, isn't it? Repeat the question.
You don't need to repeat it. You know what the question is.
No, just repeat the question.
What is the softest mineral on Earth?
Mineral. I don't even know if I can name a mineral at this point. I really don't. Dude, okay, just give me 1 second on this one.
One Mississippi.
I just, like, my mind just is blank. Like, literally.
Throw up the X.
Diamond is it's it. What's in my head? That's not my answer, though.
We do need to. Because
I know it's not diamond. Diamonds are hard. Softest mineral.
Can we get an answer?
Just.
Hit the buzzer.
We do need an answer, Draven.
Just hold on.
He's waiting for Hayden to text him.
Hold on a second. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not cheating. I really not. If I was cheating, I think I have more than 3 points right now, John. Jesus. Softest mineral is sand. Sand a mineral?
Sand is made up of a variety of minerals, but no, it is not sand.
I know what it is, actually. I know this one.
What is it?
Talc.
It is talc.
God, I couldn't guess that in a million years. This game's stupid. This game's really starting to get stupid.
I mean, I hate to do it. Give me a one-pointer for Capital City just to go ahead and lock up the win.
Really?
This is the capital of Florida.
It'd be easier for a one-pointer. Tallahassee.
Tallahassee is correct.
Let me at least hit a five-pointer, Cam. Right. 2021 events for five.
2021 events for five.
Wait, have you done Capital Cities for five? Uh-uh. Capital Cities for five, actually.
Okay. At 6.7 square miles, this is the smallest U.S. capital by land size.
What was that? Five for 2021 events, actually. Just for, it don't matter. I lost anyway. Just 2021 events for five.
Didn't you just get the question?
No. 2020 events
gave
for
the
five.
Other, he switched the capitals. Yeah, no.
All right, let's just go to
Virginia. I didn't need to switch it.
Fan Run Radio.
On the action. First-time players can get started by doubling your first deposit, giving you the firepower to add excitement to the games you love. College football odds boost, the 18-week NFL schedule, and $500,000 in contest prizes. Only at MyBookie. Go to MyBookie.com. Use
of my mind for a while now. Trying to find my way back home. I don't know how.
Back on the program. 3 points, Traven. Again. 3 weeks in a row. And you have the audacity to sit here and criticize Ben Simmons for not being able to score, and you scored 3 points three straight weeks.
I'm starting to think that I'm not very good at trivia, John.
So
I'm starting to think
let's
that.
Let's add this up. So that's one of seven each week for 3 weeks. So you have gone 3 for 21, which... Again, you have the audacity to put down Ben Simmons. I really can't believe you missed the Cowboys one, to be honest. The rushing one.
Oh, can you not believe that? I bet you can't believe that, can you?
I just said that. I just said I couldn't believe it. You've learned to take it better, though, at least. You don't get mad anymore.
Yeah, I don't get mad at all.
Love to see it. You okay? Is there anything you want to talk about today? We got like one segment left. My phone still hasn't switched back over into Eastern time mode, and it's starting to bother me. Cam, anything you want to say before you go? We won't see you for a whole week,
I'm
man.
I'm going to miss you guys. What are y'all going to do without me?
I don't know. I'm going to miss you.
It's going to be sad. It's going to be sad.
Yeah. You feel like Cody's good to go over there? Are you leaving him in good hands?
Yeah, we're going to have him ready.
He's Lord ready. Knows Hayden's not going to be here on time tomorrow, so I'll have to get everything set up for us. Lord knows that's not going to go well for us.
It's the first thing you're going to do when you get to New York, Cam. Any big plans other than the wedding and everything?
I don't know. I guess I'm just kind of chilling Wednesday night. I'm getting in, and then the wedding's not till Thursday, which
yeah,
I don't know why there's
the
a wedding on a Thursday. Well, the wedding's, like, outside the city, so I'm, like, starting on, like, Long Island or something. I don't know. I've never been up here to New York or any of that area, so I have no idea what I'm getting into.
You been in New York, John?
For a weekend. I went there for a very short weekend. I went there, went to the Empire State Building, went to a Yankees game, saw a walk-off hit.
Hey.
Then went back to New Jersey. And watched The Hangover 2 and came
nice.
Home. I mean, I guess it was. My friend was supposed to go with his dad, and like his business had like an emergency, so then I got roped into going because he needed somebody to go with him. So like it was supposed to be like a family trip, and it just turned into like a weekend of like going to go see his family, and we went to a game because they had tickets for it. We had cool tickets. Like, that's probably the best tickets I've ever had for a baseball game for sure. We were like eight rows behind home plate.
Oh, nice. Yeah, that's,
so that was kind of
cool.
Pretty
cool.
And I didn't have to pay for it because, you know, I didn't want to go to the game. I just. Tagging along.
I may catch a Knicks game at Madison Square Garden while I'm up there.
You know, I do. That is, I mean, for all the we making fun of, you know, them being, you know, overrating that place. It does. It should be like on the sports bucket list, like getting into Madison Square Garden. I mean, I do think it's there.
Yeah. I may do that.
I'd like
to
see.
Think I'll get spit on if I'm wearing my Hawk stuff?
It depends on how obnoxious you are, man. I'm actually surprised, like, thinking back that no Bills fans took me on.
Getting a little reckless?
I was letting them have it.
You act like you were extra, extra bad.
I was. I feel a little shame about it afterwards. Just the adrenaline and the seltzers were running through me at that point.
A lot of Bills fans or no?
Yeah, no, a lot of Bills fans. They just kind of look back and smile like none of them actually. One guy just defeats like, no, you're right. We had a good weekend here, though, at least.
They're down bad.
Because it's like, we still had a good weekend. You're right. Like, the Nashville was fun. We had a good time. It's all right.
Yeah.
It's all that matters, I guess.
Yeah.
No, it's not all that matters.
I kept screaming at him about Davis Mills and Jacoby Brissett and things of that nature. 42-16 from last year. How the Bills can't win in Nashville, but I'm glad that they enjoy the city so much. It was a thing. I was wilding out. So, you know, I wouldn't do that in Madison Square Garden if you go, Cam. But I think you should go. If you check ticket prices, I imagine that's a pretty tough ticket to get for opening week.
I haven't checked that. I forgot it was open.
Yeah. Who are you going to, like, who'd you say they're playing?
I think it was the Magic. So hoping that would keep the price down.
Sure, but it is opening week, though.
Yeah.
Surely you can get in for like $40, though. Would you go by yourself, or are you going on a trip with anybody?
Like,
going by yourself?
I'm going with somebody. Okay. So I'd probably, yeah, we'd probably both have to get tickets, but,
It says, I'll take it. Something well, actually, this seven. Is in Orlando, okay, because they play in Orlando on Friday. I was like, it's not that bad, only $13 to get in, but that was in Orlando at the Amway Center. But $30 to get in the Garden on Sunday, so not bad. I guess that's it is an NFL Sunday at night, so.
Yeah. Falcons already have played.
I can't get StubHub to work.
Yeah, I may do that. That may be what I do when I'm up there.
Take Draven with you.
He turned down my Dallas trip, so I stopped asking him to come on trips. So
that was our goal of the year, was to get Draven traveling more, and he still hasn't gone anywhere. That was something we're going to work on as a family.
That's very true.
You want to go to Memphis in a couple weeks? Like, just try it? You never been? Like, I'll take you to Memphis.
I'll be down.
Okay. Maybe that's what I'll do. You know what?
I just think we're going to – either one of you guys. No offense, you guys. No offense at all. But I just think a car ride with you guys for 6-7 hours could lead to some controversy.
Wow.
What the hell do you think is going to happen?
I think I'm going to end up trying to fight you, John. That's what I think is going to happen.
What's controversial about that? You'd get your ass beat, you'd get back in the car, and we'd keep it moving.
Right.
You'd just sleep the rest of the ride.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, we won't let him sleep. We'll have a concussion. We'll have to keep him awake. We'll settle it. I'll beat your ass. You'll get back in the back seat, and we'll just keep on going down the road. Mm. Maybe that's what we'll do. Whenever you give me my $1,000 and Derrick Henry wins the rushing title by about – when are we going to call it? Are we going to do like a gentleman's thing? Like if he's up 400 yards with like 2 weeks left, you're just going to be like, you know what, here, just take it?
No. There's plenty of time for him to –
I'm saying there's 2 weeks left. You're still not going to do it? Okay. Mm-mm. That's fine.
It's when it's official. It's officially official.
Okay. I just didn't know because at this rate it might be wrapped up in a – you know, by week 12 or 13 if he's 600 or 700 yards up. But maybe that's what we'll do. I'll take this $1,000 and maybe we'll go on a trip together. How about that?
Okay. That's not as bad.
Yeah. I'll take you somewhere nice at least. I'll pay for the gas.
$1,000.
Get us a hotel room or something.
Maybe pay my rent too, since you're taking all my rent money away.
I would just recommend you to
start saving them.
I would just recommend you. I've given you plenty of warning. I would recommend you that you quit giving your shifts away. And work a couple of those extra shifts, even when you don't want to, and just think this is for Derrick Henry. I need to go ahead and start thinking about that.
You know, it really does suck because I used to root on the Titans. I really did. Now I can't. I gotta hope Derrick Henry gets shut down.
Yeah.
John.
Yeah.
It's tough.
All right. Last call on the other side. Just something to think about.
Pick
somewhere you want to go. Maybe we'll go.
Take me to Dallas.
If they're a playoff game. I'm not going to buy your playoff tickets, but we'll
I was going to say, man.
I might buy the hotel or something.
Hey, okay.
We'll figure it out. Because Dallas should host a playoff game, but now my Titans are probably going to host a playoff. Oh, they're always going to host a playoff game. They're winning the division, so we'll figure it out. We got a long ways to go, but, you know, it does seem like it's almost over.
Man. Halfway over in college football.
Man.
Imagine, over halfway over. Really?
Imagine being on the side of people that thought Derrick Henry was just going to take a step back. Oof. Oof, that's tough. That's tough. They all bend the knee eventually, though, Draven, to King Henry. Many people have sat in that chair and tried to deny his greatness. They've all bent the knee eventually.
And I'm relying on Nick Chubb, who
can't even get on the field.
Not going to play this week. Not going to play this week.
Really should just give me $175 yesterday. I was trying to be kind to you. Last call on the other side is Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.
Your pet is an important part of your family, and when he or she is ill, you want the best medical care available. The vets and staff at Admiral Vet are ready to provide your pet with cutting-edge veterinary medical care. From wellness exams and vaccines to advanced diagnostics and complex surgical procedures, your dog, cat, or ferret will receive high-quality care at Admiral Vet. Located at 204 North Watt Road, give them a call, 865-675-1833. That's Admiral Vet. And online at AdmiralVet.com.
Hey, it's Bo Kregner here with the Kregner Group. If you're feeling overwhelmed by the prospect of entering the current real estate market, I'd like to invite you to give me a call for a free consultation. At the Kregner Group, we pride ourselves on making a complicated process easy for our clients. Get it listed, get it sold, and move on. That's what we do every day. Visit my website, BoKnowsHouses.com, or call me at 865-742-1035 and let us show you real estate the right way.
If you...
Drive is live today at Craven Wings. Go out and get you some wings and hang out with the boys at the Drive. Let's play some Pump the Brakes. Let's keep it moving. Cam, what do you got for us?
All right. I got Knoxville Restaurant closes for this.
Oh, God.
All right. You ever heard of Wings Over Knoxville?
It's the place that was on campus, correct?
It is on campus, but it is closed. Times? Until further notice, after employees say they've been receiving late and faulty paychecks.
Oh, no.
They say they're struggling to pay monthly bills, and many of them are worried about what could happen if this continues.
Oh, no.
Employees at the restaurant say they haven't been paid consistently in months. The owner of the restaurant confirms, saying he's been having trouble getting paychecks out on time, blaming the pandemic for financial hardships. Employees said they were given paychecks last week, but they bounced, leaving their accounts with negative balances. Now they're shutting the restaurant down entirely until they start seeing some consistency in their pay.
Yeah, because I guess like whenever you bounce a check or put deposit a bounce check, it just takes that money out of your account. And
yep.
So how mad would you be, man? Oof. Oh, how mad would you be?
Especially in this day and age where you need workers more than ever.
Right.
Yeah, he said the general manager said they come late, and the majority of the time they're late or they're wrong.
But Wings Over Knoxville is a chain. There's like many locations across. Like, I mean, there's not very many in the South. There's not very many in the South, but there's a lot like in the Northeast, Ohio. There's a couple in North Carolina, but that's sad. I can't say I ate there very often though. The one time I ate it, it was good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad at all.
It was right at the beginning of the pandemic. I couldn't get in. I had to like go try to pick it up, and there's just parking there. It was hard. So,
yeah, some of the employees talking about having expired tags, eviction notices, and everything because they can't pay their bills.
How long has this been going on?
Said months. They didn't give like an exact date, but
credit to those workers, I guess, for still showing up.
What can they do for the workers now that those checks bounced and like now the place is shut down? Like they're gonna get a check or something, right? Surely.
I would need back pay as well though. Like I need some interest on this as well to cover these fees that I'm I would imagine that lawyers could get involved there. I mean,
you would think so, but these people probably can't afford lawyers at this point.
100% accurate. But you'd think if this story goes public, you would have some people lining up to try to help. But I don't know. Like I said, it's a chain. So, like, is there some type of corporate obligations? Will somebody from corporate come in and take over? Or is it just like somebody in Knoxville's on the line for it?
I don't know. Say anything.
I would think if I was the CEO of Wings Over, I would.
They have like a whole quote from the owner.
The franchise owner, though, I would imagine.
Yeah, yeah.
You would think, though, that like the CEO of the main one, or, you know, like I said, it's a.
Mm-hmm.
Big company.
Yeah, if it's jammed, they can help out.
Come in and cut
something.
A check just to get this out of the news.
Yeah. Yeah, you would think so, but. Oof. Looks like no Wings Over Knoxville until they at least figure that out.
Okay.
Jeez, that'd be so hard to keep working somewhere. You're just like,
there's no way.
Especially with everyone we're hiring right now. Yeah, I'm out of there.
Okay, I got one for the ethical treatment of dogs.
Okay, yeah. Woof.
Apparently there is a new trend, Draven, of people wanting to put their dogs on a all-veggie diet, make their dogs vegetarian.
Oh, yeah, this is the worst thing ever.
Well, in New York, you can't do it. In New York, you can face jail and $27,000 fines for putting your pets on a veggie diet. You must give them a suitable diet, and dogs need, I guess, more than veggies.
Yeah, they're carnivores. If anybody out there is listening is trying to force their dog to be a vegetarian, you're an idiot. You're killing your dog. It's very bad for them. They're carnivores.
So what do you mean? Like, they need to eat, like, meat?
They need meat. They need meat byproducts. Like, that's what they're made to eat. Like,
but not, like, actual meat, but just, like, the food that, like, has
meat stuff in it.
So they couldn't survive just off the veggies. They would eventually, it would just be unhealthy for them.
You're at least not going to be, like, top notch of their lives. Like, it's not giving them the nutritional stuff they need. They're going to be you're going to have to supplement it with other stuff, or you're just making your life harder on your dog.
Don't get me wrong. I throw Frank a piece of chicken every now and then, but maybe I should throw him more. I feel bad. He needs meat.
Well, I'm sure the food you feed him has meat in it. Like,
it came from wolves, bro.
Most of them have, like, you know, percentage of meat, but, like, yeah. Don't do that. That is terrible. I saw a video recently where a lady was on some talk show and talked about how her dog's a vegetarian, and he's like, we'll always pick the vegetarian food over the meat-based food, and they sat two down and had the dog pick, and the dog went straight to the meat and just started chowing down like it had never eaten before.
Why would you want your dog to be vegetarian?
Because they're vegetarian.
Like, they're just... No, just because you're a vegetarian, you're trying to force it onto them.
Yeah.
I would imagine. Like, imagine if you're a vegetarian, you think there's a reason that you should be a vegetarian, so...
Insane.
If I was a dog, I would be so mad if my owner was trying to give me nothing but what, carrots? The hell are they even eating? Lettuce? Apples? Tomatoes? I don't know if I'm naming vegetables or fruits at this point, but it doesn't matter. You get the point. The Drive is up next. Stay locked in on Fan Run Radio.